This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Every other Saturday, you can join us for some weekend listening. It's a little bit of a looser vibe, but the same observations and reflections. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about some new terms I've come up with. I do love having a word or phrase to describe something. And we have some hilarious examples of everyday creativity. But first, something making us more happier. Elizabeth, what is making you more happier?
All right, Gretch, this is going to come as a surprise. The thing that is making me more happier is that I went to a dance class party, which is extremely out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
It was a mom's party, and one of Beyonce's backup dancers led the class and taught us some choreography from a Beyonce song. And it was 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, and I had to be dancing pretty much the whole time.
Wow.
And I don't know if I've ever done a dance choreography class in my entire life, Gretch.
Wow.
And there were a lot of mirrors. You know, I signed up for it because it was something you sign up for. I, of course, didn't want to do it, but I said, I'm going to force myself to do it. Yes. I love the mom who was hosting the party. And I just forced myself to go. And I said to myself, I'm going to be the worst person. I'm going to look like a fool.
Right.
But I will do this anyway. And I had a great
time.
And nobody cares. No one cares what I look like. They're going to be worried about what they look like, which is very true. I don't think anybody noticed what anybody else was doing.
Right. Because they're all just concentrating so hard on watching and trying to follow.
Yes. But it was really funny because the description said, bring your heels. And I thought, well, surely that's a joke. I mean, I wouldn't bring my heels to a dance class.
Yeah.
But sure enough, she said, okay, ladies, get out your heels. But nobody brought heels.
Yeah.
That was the funny thing. Not one person.
That's way too next level for
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, you're lucky to do it with my sensible shoes.
Yes. I wasn't the only one who ignored that request.
You're like, it's not the lack of being in heels that is going to be the thing that does not elevate this performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was an experience. It really was. But it was super fun. And the teacher was amazing. And it was she was so fun to watch dance.
Oh, I bet. I mean, such a great dancer.
Yes. And of course, it's all about finding confidence and having fun and not caring what you look like. And she kept saying, you don't have to do these steps perfectly. Just do them with confidence. Just act like you know what you're doing at every moment, even if you don't have the faintest idea, which I thought was just kind of a really fun directive.
Right.
I had a hard time with that, but others were better at that than I was. But it was just fun.
It reminds me of that saying, often wrong, but never in doubt. It's like, just boldly go on your right foot.
Yes.
But you know, Elizabeth, one of the things you love talking about is the atmosphere of growth. And so the thing about the atmosphere of growth is it makes us happy, but it doesn't make us feel happy in the moment because you sign up for it thinking, and I would feel exactly the same way, and I would also be the worst one. So, I mean, I 100% empathize with everything you're saying. It's like, I know I'm not going to look forward to it. I know I'm going to dread it. and it'll be really hard, but I will look back on it and I will think, I had an adventure.
Yep.
I connected with people in a new way. I showed up.
Yes.
I did something for the first time.
Yes. No, it really did make me happier. Now, the big question is, Gretch, would I do it again? And I think the jury is out. Will I do this particular thing again? I guess it'll depend on the mood I'm in should it arise again, which it very well may.
Well, but so here's an interesting thing about that question. Because, you know, I did the silent meditation retreat, which was sort of the same thing where I'd never done it before. And, you know, I'm sure I was the worst person there and all that. And I was thinking, I wanted to push myself to say, well, I would do it again, because then I would have, it would be a different experience when you're doing something the second time. But then I think, well, if what you want to do is really cultivate the atmosphere of growth, you want to accept yourself and expect more from yourself, I think we have to be willing to say, I'm going to do it once and then maybe I'll just decide this isn't for me, or I'm not interested in doing it again. Because if we pressure ourselves to always continue doing something, we might end up even subconsciously deciding, well, I don't want to do it once, because if I do it once, then I'm going to have to feel like I'm going to do it again and again. That's a bigger thing to face than like, I'm just going to do this one time.
That is a very good point.
Because there's a lot of things that you would like to do one time.
Yes, but maybe not more than once.
I would say trying ayahuasca fell into that camp. That's a whole other story. But yes.
People can read all about that if they pre-order your paperback, because that is in your secret chapter.
Yes, if you're curious about that, you can go to happiercast.com/secret-chapter. Hear all about that one-time adventure that I went on. But Elizabeth, that's fantastic that you did that. Well done. What was the song?
Gretch, it was Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Okay. Well done. Gold star.
All right, Gretch, what's making you more happier?
Well, you know, April Fool's Day is coming up, and I love a sweet, benevolent, not too pranky April Fool's Day prank. And the best prank of all time for April Fool's Day. Elizabeth, I think I was a senior. Maybe you were, would that have meant you were in eighth grade? Seventh
grade.
And you were in your stage of where you like, you took a lot of getting ready in the morning of like,
spritzing my bangs.
A lot of primping, a lot of changing of your outfits. And our father walks in and is like, oh my gosh, we're late for school. Like, we have all overslept. You need to go. And you sprang out of bed. I mean, like, you levitated out of bed. And you were like, your arms and legs were like chopping through the air. And you were yelling, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then he was like, April Fool's Day. And then you just collapsed. And I mean, I have never laughed so hard. It is legendary in our family because, but he didn't play it out that long. He put you out of your misery, but it was so funny.
It was funny just that my body could do that. I remember it was the most physical I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, you were so mad. You were so mad. Anyway, it was funny. And one of the things I write about in Life in Five Senses is different April Fool's Day jokes that I've played on my family, because it turns out a lot of April Fool's Day jokes are based on somehow tricking the five senses. Like with Eleanor, I use this stuff called gelling joke, which will turn a liquid into a solid. So I turned her coffee into a solid while she was away from a table, which was hilarious. Hmm. If you want to read all about those different things, you can pre-order the paperback. I have to mention it. You can read all about my April Fool's Day history at happiercast.com/five senses. I write about it in Life in Five Senses.
So Gretch, what are you going to do for Jamie this year? You don't have the girls at home.
Yes, I don't have Eliza and Eleanor to prank. So I have a joke. I played this on Eleanor, but Jamie didn't know about it. So now I can play it on Jamie. So I have this big poster size lenticular picture of fish in the ocean. And you know, lenticular, some people call it flickers or winkies or wiggle pictures or tilt cards. They're those pictures that if you tilt them around, like eyes will open or shut, or like a flower will open or shut. It changes view as you sort of shift its position. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lenticular picture. So I had this huge poster, a lenticular picture. And so I cut it out so that it just fits inside of a toilet lid. And so I'm going to put it there so that when Jamie gets up in the morning and opens the lid to the toilet, there will be this just silly picture of fish swimming around. I mean,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it'll just make him jump in surprise. Yeah. The thing is, can I lurk around
to see it
so that I can hear if he yelps or something? I got to work on the logistics, but I have a concept.
That's great.
Which
I'm
very excited to do. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, there's something you've been meaning to tell me, but first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Each story from our guests and listeners is totally unique and utterly personal. We love hearing about your first impressions when visiting someplace new.
My first trip to the Patagonia region was on the Argentine side. I couldn't believe the expansive territory. It's like being in Tibet. The emptiness and the harshness, really, I found transformative.
Or a story told when safely back on dry land.
You know, things happened every single day. I ran out of gas on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. And I was like, what if a sea creature comes to eat me? But then I'm delusional. I was like, I'll make friends with it and it won't eat me. And maybe I'll ride that back to shore.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Join me, Lale Arakoglu, every week for more adventures on Women Who Travel, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, Gretch, what have you been meaning to tell me?
Okay, you know how I love a phrase for something or a word for something, label for something. And okay, I want to run this by you. So these are the ideas of treadmill days and finish line days.
I feel like I know what that means just by the name.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Okay, because I'd been experiencing treadmill days and then I had a finish line day and I realized what they are. So a treadmill day is a day where it's not like you're goofing off. You're working, you're doing your thing, and it just, you get to the end of the day and you're like, I got nothing accomplished. I feel like no ball moved forward, nothing progressed at all. I don't even know where I spent my time, right? You just had this feeling of like, what did I even do? You're looking at your to-do list, you're like, nothing got crossed with the to-do list. It was just like, and yet you were working. So those days are very discouraging. But then every once in a while, you have a finish line day. And this is the magical day where all of a sudden, things start to resolve. And sometimes they're interrelated. So you do one thing, so then like three open loops close. Or it's just like, for whatever reason, this thing happens. But you have a day where you're just like, oh my gosh, I am the most productive and creative and efficient person in the world. So much has just happened. But I think you just have to recognize that treadmill days are just as important as finish line days, because without a treadmill day, you don't get to the finish line. But it can be hard to remember that.
Yes, I have a lot of treadmill days. Sarah and I, my writing partner, in our work, we have many, many treadmill days. I do think it'll be helpful to label it. I'm going to talk to her about this. The other thing is, I think it can be helpful to find some finish lines within the treadmill day. So creating something to feel like a finish.
Yes.
Say Sarah and I are working on rewriting our novel. I think even if we have a discussion, let's say we have a discussion about a character, that it doesn't lead to us actually finishing something, but we could look at it as, well, we finished that discussion.
Right.
Because sometimes you just want to feel like you're ticking things off, even if it's really part of a bigger picture.
Right. Or you could say something like, well, now we really have locked this character into our minds. Like, now we really have a complete picture of this person. So that part has been accomplished. So it's not even like, oh, we just finished this discussion, but sort of like we've reached an important finish line within. But I think you're exactly right, because one of the things that makes us feel accomplishment is the feeling of these milestones. It's kind of related to the ta-da. You know, you need the to-do list, but you also need the ta-da list. Right. So can you find finish lines in addition to like a gigantic finish line? Are there smaller finish lines? I hadn't even thought of that, but I think that's really, really true. I think sometimes we have an idea that if we have a really challenging goal, that will be more inspiring. And I think in a way that's true, but then sometimes it feels so far away that it's easy to sort of lose momentum because you're sort of like, well, it's so far away. What difference does today make or this week make? But you have to stay on the treadmill. And listen, it's funny. You and Sarah are literally having treadmill days on a literal treadmill because you work on a treadmill desk. So yes, all of
it
your days
all
are
makes
days.
A lot of sense, Gretch. It all comes together.
Yes.
And Gretch, I mean, this is also true with parenting. There's a lot of treadmill days with parenting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And organization, you know, trying to keep your house and your office and your car in order. It feels like you get everything put away and then you turn around and everything's a mess again.
Yes. You have on your site lots of tips for that very thing.
Yeah. On GretchenRubin.com in the Explore area, there is a hub now for organization for people who are wanting to get organized. Because, Elizabeth, it's like one of the many aspects in life where we've just got to stay on the treadmill, and that's how we make progress, even if it doesn't always feel like we are. It's important.
Yeah, I have to point out, Gretch, the definition of a treadmill is that you never get to the end. So if you want to get to that finish line, you're going to have to step off the treadmill.
Ooh,
just want to make
good
that point.
Yes, that's nice. Yes, we mixed a metaphor there. Good catch. Yes. Good catch. One might think you were a professional writer, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay, Gretch, what is this week's spotlight on a tool?
Well, April 1st is 401k day because it's 401. So if you are using 401k day to think about your spending, you can track your saving habit in the Happier app if you want. Just go to thehappierapp.com to download it. Or if you're using the Happier app, you can set an aim. You can use the Don't Break the Chain tracker, which a lot of people like, the numbers tracker, accountability partners. Whatever works for you.
Oh, that's cool.
It's another way to celebrate April 1st.
All right, Gretch, coming up, there's something else you've been meaning to tell me, but first this break. Gretch, I love eating sandwiches, like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use Happier at checkout. That's Happier at hero.co.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/GretchenRubin.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
All right, Gretch, there's so many things you've been meaning to tell me, to say. What have you been meaning to tell me?
Okay, well, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot lately is what I'm calling everyday creativity, because I think there's a lot of people who say, well, I'm not creative, because they don't think of what they're doing as creative. So maybe it's a beautiful tablescape, which is something you love, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you write a hilarious holiday newsletter every year. Or maybe you're really good at giving a super sincere, earnest introduction on parents' night at school or whatever. There's all kinds of ways that I think people are creative without giving themselves credit or recognition. And one example of everyday creativity is when people are coming up with mottos or slogans or names for, you know, a team or a class.
Yeah, or a book club could have a great slogan.
Absolutely. So anyway, I came across a collection of these because I clerked for Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who recently died. And so it got me casting back through the years as I was reflecting on my clerkship. And one of the things that we did is we would always do, if you were a female clerk, you did an aerobics class with the justice. And that was not optional. That was something that you did. And every year there would be a t-shirt and we would have a motto on it. And so I thought ours was so clever. The year I did it, we had the Supreme Court logo of the columns. And our slogan was, "Justice never rests."
Oh,
that was
yes.
Very clever.
Very clever.
I came across a list of what other exercise classes throughout the years had picked. And they were all so clever. I have to tell you, Elizabeth, I got the biggest kick out of these.
So what are they? I want to hear.
Okay. One was motion sustained. Maybe you have to be a lawyer to realize that these are very funny. One is exercise your constitution. That's really good.
Very funny.
Loosen up with the Supremes. Very funny. And then there was one that apparently was proposed, but the justice rejected it. It was lightening the scale of justice. She said she thought that it implied that they needed to lose weight, and she didn't like that one. But I still feel like it was funny.
Yes, very
funny.
But
I think exercise your constitution may be as good as the one that we had our year of justice never rests.
They're all good. I love that you have a list of these, Gretch. I leave it to you to have a list of these.
I love it. Again, it's this everyday creativity. I think people we don't give ourselves credit for everyday creativity. And so I'm looking for all these examples. It's fascinating.
Gretch, you know, we always talk about this with Mom. Mom is so creative. She is somebody who finds a lot of creativity in life.
Yes.
And we're always in awe of it because we find it
Absolutely.
To be like something sometimes out of our grasp.
Absolutely.
So finally, Gretch, what is this week's quotation?
This comes from Christopher Alexander. Usually when I'm quoting from Christopher Alexander, I'm quoting from A Pattern Language, but this actually comes from the book, The Luminous Ground. He writes, "It is hard, so terribly hard, to please yourself. Far from being the easy thing that it sounds like, it is almost the hardest thing in the world, because we are not always comfortable with that true self that lies deep within us."
Mm-hmm.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I'm feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Threads, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Elizabeth, your point about the treadmill never leading to the finish line, now I'm thinking that I need to rethink the terms.
No, I think it still works because some days you're just walking on a treadmill and some days you are reaching a finish line.
Okay.
You're just not walking on the treadmill to get to the finish line.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right.
I think it works. I think it works.
Yeah. From the Onward Project.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.